Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Sa loob po ng 13 taon, pinagkaisa ng Earth Hour ang mga tao sa mundo na magpatay ng ilaw bilang suporta sa nagkakaisang layunin na ingatan ang daigdig. Isa ito sa pagkakataon sa mga Australiano na magtipon-tipon kasabay ang mga community events tuwing huling Sabado ng Marso. Pero ayon kay Jasmine Ledger ng WWF Australia, magiging kakaiba ang selebrasyon ngayong taon.
So this year, we're taking Earth Hour completely digital with Earth Hour Live. So from 8:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time on earthhour.org.au, we'll be streaming a really exciting lineup of Aussie artists, musicians, comedians as well, right to you from the comfort of your couch.
Pero dahil may mga pinapairal na patakaran tungkol sa pag-iwas ng coronavirus pandemic at social distancing restrictions, ayan, gagawin na pong online ang mga pagtitipon. Habang pinag-aaralan naman ng mga Australian itong bagong lifestyle na ito dahil sa COVID-19, nagbigay ng mensahe ang singer na si Bobby Alou bilang bahagi ng Earth Hour live stream.
Maybe many people are sort of really looking forward to sitting around in their lounge room, listening to some music. You know, it's something that we've never done together, like, in the world. It's just bizarre. Speaking to my dad, he said that he's never had anything like this happen in his lifetime. And, yeah, pretty amazing.
Ang iba pang musical artist na magpe-perform mamayang gabi habang nasa bahay ay sina Jack River, Polish Club at Alice Kai. Kasama rin ang performances ng ilang comedians at musicians at live na pagpapakita ng Sydney Harbour Bridge at Sydney Opera House sa kanilang pag-switch off. Sinabi din ni Bobby na ang Earth Hour ay isang paalala sa mga tao na magkaroon ng oras para mag-reflect para sa kalikasan.
To sort of, you know, amongst whatever's going on, to have a little thought about what's happening to the planet sort of in the back of your mind.
Sinasabi naman ng mga environmental change leaders na ang biodiversity ng mundo ay mabilis na nasisira dahil sa climate change. Ayon kay Gareth Redmond King, head ng climate change ng WWF UK, dapat masunod ang 2016 Paris Agreement at mawala ng global greenhouse gas emissions.
Here on this planet, we have for about 12,000 years as modern humans, we've lived on this planet and the temperature has only ever gone up or down within plus or minus 1 degree centigrade. And yet, over the last 100 years, that temperature has gone up by more than 1 degree. And that's because of things that we're doing. It's because of the greenhouse gases that we're releasing when we burn fossil fuels, when we burn coal and oil and gas.
Hinihikayat din niya ang mga pamahalaan sa buong mundo na subukan ng renewable energy tulad ng solar panels para mapabagal ang impact ng climate change.
Renewables are obviously they're the answer to fossil fuels. If we can go from stuff that we dig up and burn that releases all these gases that are causing all this harm to clean energy.
Habang patuloy na tumataas ang confirmed cases ng COVID-19, sinasabi ni Jasmine Ledger ngayon, ito ang pinakamalagang panahon para sa Earth Hour.
Earth Hour has always been about nature, but it's about people too. And we wanted to do whatever we could this year to harness the movement as a way to help people connect when we're all feeling a little more distant than usual.
Inaasahan din niya na gagawin pa rin ng mga iconic Australian landmarks ang pagpapatay ng ilaw ngayong gabi.
The Harbour Bridge in Sydney as well as the Sydney Opera House. We've also got the Melbourne Star Observation Wheel as well as the Observation Wheel in Brisbane. In every state, you'll find a landmark that's switching off this year.
At dahil global ang gawain ito, sabay-sabay na magpapatay ng ilaw pagpatak ng 8:30 ng gabi sa kani-kanilang local time ang mga tao.
The Eiffel Tower, the Pantheon Temple in Greece, Victoria Harbour in Hong Kong, the Houses of Parliament in London, every iconic landmark that you can think of tends to switch off for Earth Hour every year.
Ang live stream ngayong gabi, ngayong Sabado ng gabi, ay maaari ding mapanood sa WWF Australia's Instagram, YouTube at Facebook pages. Kaya maging updated sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa COVID-19, bisitahin po ninyo ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
pag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.